Your journey to health starts now. Get the truth, the raw truth, with international health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. Coming to you live from the WDCX studios, here's Robbie Raw.
Thank you so much for joining. I'm Robbie Raw, and this is The Raw Truth on faith, family, food, fitness, finance, all of that. And we are so excited about the fact that you're joining us today and the fact that God woke us up this morning for a divine purpose. You guys, His blood is running through our veins. His air is in our lungs, and He woke us up this morning. He's keeping our heart beating for a divine purpose, and it is for His purpose in our life. So I am so grateful to be here in the WDCX studios every week and just honoring and glorifying God. And so Heavenly Spirit, just Lord Jesus, just take over today's conversation, Lord. Lord, I just ask You to decrease me, increase You, and help me to help others in the conversation that we have today, Lord. Two important conversations about our health and about our children, Lord, and parenting, Lord. And I just ask You to allow my guests and myself to help others, Lord. Whoever needs to hear this, just let them be listening today, Lord. We love You, we worship You, and we praise You in Jesus' holy, holy name. Amen. All right, you guys, so today's show is going to be amazing. First of all, health coach, fellow health coach from Raw Truth Integrative Health, Anne-Marie Landel's joining me today. And she, we are going to be talking about some brain health issues and, of course, what you think matters to not only your body, but your health and your brain. And we've been doing a series on AM Buffalo. I've been doing a series on AM Buffalo all month regarding that. And we have our upcoming free seminars on that and our classes. So we're going to be talking about that for a few minutes. And then after that, we're going to be talking to three moms who are all in different situations but have children home that will be doing homeschooling. And so one of them has their kids schooling while they're working full-time, another's working full-time and doing homeschooling, and another mom is in her second year of homeschooling. So I know that there are a lot of situations out there. We have people from Canada listening in. We have people from other states. Your situation may be different. Maybe you're doing hybrid where kids are going to school and they're also schooling at home as well. But we're going to be talking about all of that as well when we come back from our endorsed sponsors. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us. Hi, this is Robbie. Has an accident left you in pain? Were you injured on the job? Do you suffer from chronic pain or a spinal condition? Notaro Chiropractic Offices offer chiropractic and massage services at their three convenient locations, Wheatfield, Grand Island, and East Amherst. Licensed acupuncturist Amy Fu is located in Wheatfield. Licensed acupuncturist Robbie Butler is located in Grand Island, as well as licensed acupuncturist Adam Waldhorn. Accepting most insurances, call 688-8815 to start feeling your best with the help of Notaro Chiropractic Offices. Hi, it's Robbie Raw. I want to tell you about the Kingdom Business Bureau. The Kingdom Business Bureau is a directory of businesses that strive to honor the Lord in everything we do, consistent with biblical principles. If you are a large or small business in Canada or the U.S. and want to be part of the directory, email us at kingdombusinessbureau@gmail.com. If you're looking for a business that strives to honor the Lord, go to kingdombusinessbureau.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Roberts. I've now lost 89 pounds making healthy food choices with the Detox and Raw Truth Recharge classes. I've been a marathon runner for 14 years. However, I found that I can run and still be fat. Robbie taught me that you can't out-exercise a bad diet. I encourage everyone who wants to make healthy food choices and increase their energy to come to a Raw Truth Recharge class or pick up the Raw Truth Recharge book. For more information, go to RobbieRaw.com, click on the Nutrition/DNA tab at the top of the page.
Hi, it's Robbie Raw. Have your hormones hijacked your body? Are you gaining weight doing the same thing you've always done, but now it's not working? Do you feel sluggish, irritable, have brain fog, or memory problems? Are you losing muscle mass and gaining body fat? Do you have gut microbiome issues? Are you craving sugar? Does your blood work show normal, but you still feel sick, thick, and tired? Well, we can attest that we start losing muscle at age 35, and all of those symptoms start happening slowly after age 40. But you can change your brain and change and improve your body and health. You can reset your hormones and your microbiome. You need help from experts who have been there, who have helped thousands with a proven track record, who are armed with certifications and decades of experience, cutting edge certifications. You need Raw Truth Health. We have virtual and live programs and one-on-one consultations. Go to RobbieRaw.com.
This is The Raw Truth with Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
And if you're just joining us, this is Robbie Raw with The Raw Truth on faith, family, food, fitness, finance. And today's show, we are talking about your health, brain health, your body's health, and your overall health, and how important your brain and gut and microbiome is. We've been talking about this for weeks. And if you've been tuning into AM Buffalo, I've been doing some series on that as well. We're going to be talking with Anne-Marie Landell in just a second, health coach from Raw Truth Integrative Health. And she works with me on a day-to-day basis. Then later on in the show, we're going to be talking about homeschooling or schooling going on in your home, whatever version is happening. But right now, good morning, Anne-Marie. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Robbie. How are you?
I'm doing well. So I am so pumped about our free upcoming seminars that we're doing on brain health and on hormone reset and our microbiome, gut microbiome reset. And of course, you were just on AM Buffalo with me this last week when we talked about the importance of brain health. And of course, we're learning so much with Dr. Amen's brain certification right now. Actually, this week in your segment, we were talking about how a chemical reaction happens in your body when you think negative thoughts. And when we think negative thoughts, it not only affects our mood, it affects our brain negatively, but also affects our body. And so I said that you are one of the most positive people I've ever met. And thank you for that. So listen.
Thank you.
Well, you are. You just choose to be joyful. And I love that. And we need to have joy.
We definitely do. And life is too short to not be joyful, I think.
That's right. Well, you know, you and I have been putting together the curriculum for this program. And of course, we're giving hot off the press information. And of course, you know, as we age, our brain gets less and less active. And one of the ways to reverse aging and to strengthen our brain is antioxidant, taking antioxidants and the antioxidant capability of our body. The most potent antioxidants on the planet we usually think of are blackberries, blueberries, strawberries, raspberries, but I don't think that people also know cloves are one of them, right?
Yes, that is like one of the most potent antioxidants on the planet is what we're learning.
Yes.
And good thing, because I love cloves. I love cinnamon and cloves.
And October is a good month to bring them out, or September and October.
Yes, it's a perfect time of the year.
Also, right? I just want to give our listeners, because we don't have a lot of time today, some facts that we are going to be covering. Why don't you tell them about inflammation?
Yes, so a lot of us are suffering inflammation, and one way to decrease your inflammation is through your omega-3 fatty acids. So you're thinking maybe your salmon. So you eat a fresh ocean salmon, not your farm-raised salmon. Mm-hmm. Turmeric and curcumins are also great for decreasing inflammation.
Yeah.
And those are so easy to get into your body. And, you know, if you love seafood, you know, salmon is the way to go.
Absolutely. And, of course, inflammation is not only linked to many, you know, conditions of the body, but also a major cause of depression and dementia. So I don't think people think about that every day. But that inflammation in our body is so important. That's why we teach our healthy eating classes as well. An anti-inflammatory diet is so important for many of us. But as you said, taking the omegas, the turmeric, and the curcumin. Of course, we live in a toxic world. And whether it's deodorant, shampoos, our friends, but our thoughts can also be toxic. And we know that we need to eat healthy to help boost certain chemicals in our body and certain things in our body that will help us to be more healthy. And we should take in those green leafy vegetables with phytonutrients and phytochemicals, but also things like cauliflower and Brussels sprouts and cruciferous vegetables are good and also help in our liver to work better and help us to detoxify. But I don't think that people think about toxic thoughts. And we're going to be talking about that a lot in our next class, because negative Nellies are everywhere, especially right now, right? And so it's so important.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
We can change our body and change our brain by changing our thoughts. And of course, for you and I, we focus a lot on scripture, which, you know, helps obviously to think of everything good, everything beautiful, and God's word is, you know, the bread of life. I mean, it's so important for us. So talk about our immunity and infections. Obviously, everybody wants to strengthen their immune system right now. We're going to be talking a lot about that in our upcoming classes as well.
Yes. I mean, our immunity is really so important right now, especially with this current situation going on in our, you know, in our community and around the world, you know. So one way you can build up your immunity, boost your immunity, is through your vitamin D levels.
Mm-hmm.
So we all should have our vitamin D levels checked. But a great and easy way is to, incorporate things like eggs into your diet. And, of course, we would go with organic, you know, non-GMO eggs, because it's, you know, it's just the healthiest way to go. And it's so simple, and it could just make you feel so much better.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Especially now with the lack of sun coming around, you know, in the season,
yeah.
You know, we definitely need to watch our vitamin D's.
We still have the sun, but soon we won't have the sun. We know that what's coming around the corner.
Know.
But there are so many foods that contain, that help us with our vitamin D level. And we'll go over those again in our upcoming classes. But one of the things that obviously strengthens our immune system is exercise, and also, you know, eating healthy, as we said. And there's so many other things that I did a whole segment on TV about. But it's important that we are proactive about strengthening our immune system and helping to ward off conditions and diseases. So we want to make sure that people are aware of that. Also, diabetes. This is when you have a combination of high blood sugar, diabetes, pre-diabetes, or you're overweight. Obesity is a risk factor. I mean, people are thinking right now in terms of COVID about all the risk factors that are out there, like asthma and COPD, but I don't think people think obesity is a risk factor. It's a definite risk factor. And also, it increases your risk of memory problems as well. And we know, you and I know, that cinnamon helps to stabilize our blood sugar, boost our mood, and it can decrease our appetite. We use that in our smoothies, don't we?
We do. It's one of my favorites. I love cinnamon.
Yeah. And we're going to be talking also about sleep. Tell our listeners quickly about sleep.
Yeah, so you definitely want to make sure you get enough sleep. Sleep is a time for your body to rest and the time to heal, especially if you have injuries. You know, it's the best time for your body to heal. And that your body needs the melatonin and that hormone to help us sleep. So a good night's sleep will definitely help you heal, and it'll be, you know, help with your healthy and balanced life. And that's what we're really looking at, is the whole thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to go back, and there are a whole gamut of things that we you know, promote and teach in our classes about sleep and how you can get better sleep naturally without taking, you know, medication and things like that. Because sleep deprivation, as all moms know, is not a good thing. Not for our brain, not for our body, not for our mood. I'm learning that with little Luigi, my new puppy. But one thing I forgot to mention with the immunity, boosting our immune system, is that exercise increases our lymphatic circulation, which helps with immunity. And so I'm so glad the gyms are open right now. And of course, I'm still doing some things on Zoom as well. So I really want to encourage our listeners, if you want to jump in any of my classes, you can just contact me at robbie@robbieraw.com. And I can send you the link to my Zoom classes, which you can do right from your home. But Anne-Marie, we have so much more to talk about. But I want you to tell our listeners about the upcoming free seminars coming, what date they are and where they are.
Yeah, thank you. So we do have this. We have two seminars coming up this week. So it's September 8th at noon. That's a Tuesday. There'll be a Zoom seminar, so you'll need to sign up at robbieraw.com. But we also have an in-person seminar at 6:30 p.m. on Thursday, September 10th. And that will be at All Care for Women, which is on Transit Road, 6095 Transit Road, which is in East Amherst. And we would love for you to join us. All you have to do is just sign up. It's free. We'll be talking about all the things that we were just mentioning, and we would just love to have you there.
And those dates, you know, may change. So make sure that you go to robbie@robbieraw.com because Anne-Marie, I'll talk to you after the show.
Okay.
We may have to move those back 1 week. I just thought of something.
Okay.
And then our next four-week classes are coming up as well. Yeah. And those are on Zoom and also in person as well. Anne-Marie Landell, thank you so much for joining us. I'm always so excited about what we're doing to help people. And I'll talk to you after the show about
the. Here with you.
Thank you. I'll talk to you after the show about those dates. But yeah, I think we have to move back 1 week.
Right.
Okay, sweetie. Love you. Thank you, Anne-Marie. God bless you.
Love you too. All right. You take care. Right.
You too. Bye bye. All right, you guys. So listen, when we come back, we're going to talk with three moms who are in the situation where their kids are learning from home. Some of them are doing homeschooling. Some of them have school going on while they're homeworking. But we are going to talk about different scenarios and hopefully encourage you right now with the situation that you're in. Maybe you have the hybrid learning. Maybe your kids are home and you're teaching. Maybe someone else is teaching them. Maybe they're going to school. I don't know. But this is a new world. And we need to talk about it. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us. No two snowflakes are alike. No two fingerprints are the same. That's the way it should be when it comes to your financial portfolio. Turning Tides Financial has a personalized wealth management approach. Each client has different needs that require unique, customized attention. At Turning Tides Financial, services offered include retirement planning, divorced financial strategies, and personalized financial management. Set up your appointment today at the Orchard Park or Amherst office by calling 716-800-4290 or log into turningtidesfinancial.com. Turning Tides Financial. Live your life, plan your future. Securities offered through LPL Financial Member FINRA SIPC. As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you. Hi, this is Robbie. When it comes to selling your home, you want the best price. You want the timing to be right. You want an advocate who knows the market inside and out. You need Donna Littlefield. She's a prayer warrior ready to serve you and your family at Keller Williams Realty, Buffalo North Towns. Contact Donna Littlefield for a free true market analysis and then list your home with Donna. DonnaLittlefield.com. Contact her today and get your home sold. Hey friends, you hear me talk about PowerShot Greens Superfood. Listen, it's a synergistic green formula of 100% organic concentrated nutrient-dense alkaline superfoods, a valuable source of natural occurring phytonutrients, chlorophyll, live enzymes, and bioavailable vitamins and minerals. PowerShot aims to help boost metabolism, energy, and stamina, assist with mineral replacement, and provide optimal support for the body's system. It's so bioavailable and easily absorbed. I want you to check out PowerShot Greens Superfood. Go to RobbieRaw.com.
Fine-tuned mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
And we are back. If you're just joining us, I'm Robbie Raw, and this is The Raw Truth on faith, family, food, finance, fitness, all of that. Every week we talk about those issues, which are life issues, you guys, real life issues. And right now, I know what's on everybody's heart, who is a mom who has kids going to school, whether it's college or elementary or preschool, is the new norm in school. And so we are so excited to have our three guests joining us today because I know that, you know, many of you are listening from, you know, this area, but some of you are from Canada, some of you from other states, and the situation is pretty similar everywhere we go. There's either hybrid learning going on, some of the college kids are going to school, and some of the people are homeschooling. So this morning, I have three guests with me, Nia Bates, Katie Weeple, and Kelly Picone. And I think I'll start with you, Nia. Welcome.
Thank you, Robbie.
Well, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and the situation that you are in right now. You've actually been homeschooling for a couple of years, or this will be your second year, right?
Oh, yep, this will be the start of our second year. And I am coming from the camp that I was not planning on homeschooling at all. Actually, May 2019, someone asked me in a conversation, what would be the worst thing you'd ever have to do? And jokingly, I said, homeschooling. And then fast forward a couple months later, we sort of had a change and we were affected by the law that happened in New York State. And, you know, 26,000 kids were kicked out of school. And it was in regards to, you know, vaccinations and the schedule and everything. And at that time, we were left with the choice. And we had to decide as a family what we were going to do. And I did not feel called to homeschool at all. I was a public school teacher for 9 years and then resigned to stay home. But I was going back to work full time. We own a business. I had plans, Robbie. Okay, and this homeschooling thing wasn't part of it. However, I tell people I didn't feel called to homeschooling, but I really just stepped out in obedience. And I didn't really actually step out. The Lord pushed me out of the boat. That's the analogy. Like, he had to push me out, or I never would have gotten out and chosen this for our family. And what I started to see happen is that by stepping out in obedience and stepping towards something that we felt was best for our family a year ago, the Lord slowly began to change my heart. And over a couple months later, fast forward, I feel like he really gave me a conviction for homeschooling, and I was able to see it in such a different way and think outside of the box for learning. I was so programmed that education and learning, there was one way to do it, and that was public school, you know, route.
Yeah.
And now when I saw other ways to do it, I said, wow, okay, what do you have for our family? What can we provide that's a unique learning experience? And we love experience over things, so I'm so grateful that we can give them that. But it was not my plan. I'm not somebody that has a magical amount of patience, because I hear that also, you know. We have a strong-willed child. And so I hear that often too, like, I have a strong-willed child. We're going to kill each other. And that's what I thought as well. Like, Lord, there's no way that we can do this. And like with other things, he takes the impossible and he makes it possible. And I will say it's improved our relationship with my daughter and I. Wow. And he has just given us blessings from it. that I never would have experienced. And then look, fast forward 6 months later, COVID happens, which none of us could have predicted. And I said, okay, Lord, wow. Obviously, I didn't see that was happening. You knew it was coming. And yes. Were we ahead of the curve? I don't know. But and so I'm kind of from the camp of someone who I never thought I was going to homeschool. I never thought I could do it. It wasn't for us. And then by doing it, it has challenged me, it has pushed me, it has grown me like nothing else in my life, but it has been so beautiful and rewarding. And I just want to encourage people that were like me thinking, I could never do this, this is not for me. And if you feel like it might be best for your family in these circumstances, that the Lord is going to show up and he's going to equip you and you're not going to be alone.
Amen. Amen. And all the women listening, I know, are saying amen, because, you know, I love the fact that you're being so real right now and saying that, you know, it wasn't you didn't plan on it. It wasn't for you and all of that, you know, because it is comforting for others to hear. And of course, my kids, I have two girls. They're long gone. But you have two, right,
mm-hmm.
Nia?
I have a 3 turning 4-year-old little boy, Nigel, and Lena is 5 turning 6 in November.
Wow. Mm-hmm. It's funny how adults never say what they're turning.
Yeah, that's true. Can we just start? I'm going to start going back.
Like, I just It's so cute. So, you know, I so appreciate, and I know that you've also started like a Facebook group, and, mm-hmm. and you probably, knowing you, you're probably involved in women's groups, support groups, or at least have a network of women that you talk to that are homeschooling, right?
Yes, actually, I wouldn't be here without the amazing tribe that I call it of women that were already homeschooling. They planned to homeschool like that. That was their initial plan all along. I know women that are homeschooling 30 years now. And so I love to find those women, be around those women. And I'm like, please just teach me your wisdom. And I just want to soak it in. And what can I learn? And I want to grow and I want to get better. And that was sort of the goal of me starting a YouTube channel and a Facebook and Instagram page. It's Cozy Homeschool. We live in a very old home in the village and we call it the Cozy Cottage. So that's what we named it, Cozy Homeschool. And the reason I did that is because, one, I like to share. So I like to share ideas, and if it can help one other person, then to me it's worthwhile doing. And also kind of for those people, again, who didn't think that they could homeschool. And I often say, whether you think you can or you think you can't, either way, you're right.
Yes,
and
right.
It's such an important, our perspective on it and having to have that heart change, that it's going to be challenging, but with anything rewarding in life, anything that's rewarding in life, it's, you're going to have to work at it, right? We spoke in the car, you know, of saying, hey, you know, you've worked so hard in your career, Robbie, and all the things that you've poured in, and you're seeing the fruit of that, but it took work. It didn't just happen. That's
right.
The same with our career and with homeschooling and our families, our marriages, right?
Yeah.
Our relationship with our children, it takes work, and so does homeschooling. And you're going to have challenges. Like this morning, my son accidentally climbed onto my desk and spilt my entire cup of coffee on all of my important papers, all my reporting papers, my curriculum book.
Oh, wow.
And in that moment, I'm going to confess, I just started crying. and I'm like, Lord, I might have wanted to start Googling boarding schools at that moment. Like, I can't do this. But with anything, like, there's going to be ebbs and flows. You're going to have a moment like that where you're like, I can't do this anymore. You know, they just need to go to school. And then sure enough, an hour later, you're going to have this beautiful moment with your kids of like baking cookies together and like, man, I might have missed this moment.
Right.
So just to have patience, you need a lot of grace, and this is a season.
Yeah.
And that's what I try to remind myself, because I was supposed to go back to work. Again, I had plans. But if you're like me and you need time for your sanity to not be home, I have a babysitter. I actually have a high school homeschool girls who are amazing. They come in twice a week. So I go into my office. I work a different part of my brain. Or if I need to run errands, or, you know, if I need to just go to Home Goods and walk around Home Goods for my mental. I tell my husband it's cheaper than therapy.
That's
okay.
Right.
Yes, I'm going to go there. But find ways. It doesn't mean you have to be home 7 days a week.
Right.
So it could look different for everyone. But just figure out what works best for your family. Get around, surround yourself with encouraging people. who are walking it with you, and I really believe that the Lord's gonna show you some amazing things from it.
Yeah, and lots of prayers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and you're right. You know, as I was telling you in the car, Nia, you know, it's a season, and you don't realize it. My kids are, you know, 22 and 28 right now, and during COVID, I had them both home. You know, my daughter who's a doctor, and my other daughter who lived in Chicago and went to Moody Bible, and they both came home, and for 3 months, I was with them continuously during the pause, and then. My daughter Raquel from Chicago stayed, and so what I did is I literally prayed about it, made a decision to give up my night classes at the gym because I don't want to miss any more. I missed quite a bit during the years that I was, you know, working and raising my family. And I mean, I was home every day at 3 o'clock when they got off the bus or picked them up from school or whatever it was. But I felt like this is a second chance for me with Raquel right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to give up my classes. She might want to go to the gym some night, but I want it to be around her schedule. I don't want to be, mom's got to go to work tonight. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you find out things in life and it is a season, you realize that the time goes so fast. I'm going to bring our next guest in, and that is Katie Weeple. Many of you have heard Katie Weeple from Turning Tides Financial on here many times. But Nia, thank you for sharing, and I want to talk to you some more in a second. But Katie, welcome, and talking about this topic. We haven't talked about this topic yet.
Well, good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited. This is a hot topic in our family right now.
Yes. Well, you know what? Our listeners don't know this part of you. They know you and Julianne from Turning Tides Financial. But Katie, you actually have a family. You have a husband. You work full time. And this year, you find yourself having, after prayed about it, making the decision to homeschool. Am I right about that?
Yeah. And you know, Nia, I envy you. and you know, as she's talking, like, the tears are just welling up. Like, I can completely relate with those emotions and feelings. And, you know, she did a really awesome Facebook post last week, too, that just, like, nailed what's in my heart. And, you know, it's funny how God puts things on your heart and how they work out. And what once you kind of give to them, how everything falls into place. And for us, you know, it was a hard decision, I gotta say, and I'm not 100% that this is gonna be our forever decision, but I know it's our decision for right now, and it was a process making this decision for us, because there are a lot of things at play. I own a business. I, you know, take pride in helping families with their finances. It's been a vast majority of my life. It's a huge part of our family, and I didn't want to give that up, and I had the feeling, and for a long time, you know, over the summer, thinking about this and praying about it, like, I almost felt like I had to give that up in order to do this homeschool. Like, can I give 100% to the families I work with and give 100% to my own family for homeschooling? I mean, that's a lot. And, you know, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to take the challenge. And I had to, you know, of course, everyone has an opinion, right?
Yeah, yes, for sure.
You know, and we got a lot of opinions from friends and family that were all over the board. And when we made our decision, it was interesting to see people's reactions to that. But I really had to go back to, you know, our own truth and our own foundation and why we were making this decision. And that, you know, and I had almost awakening, like, this decision is right. I don't think there is a wrong decision. I don't think parents who are choosing, you know, are they going to go to school full time? Are they going to do a hybrid? Are we going to do, you know, online school through the school district? Are we going to do homeschool? I don't think there's a wrong decision at all.
Definitely not.
I think once we look at it as we're making the right decision for us right now, and we're not going to gravel in the fear and the anxiety and the worry of what could be or couldn't be, and am I damaging my kids socially, or am I not going to be as good as their teachers? Am I hurting their education? Once I got over all of that and realized that in any decision we make in life, we don't always know. We don't know what the future holds. And we make the right decision at the time, and the decision's always going to be right. And if we need to adjust, we need to adjust. So that's where we're at. And I just, you know, it's going to be interesting. I'm excited, and I'm scared, and I'm nervous, and I'm happy, and, you know, these flood of emotions. But you know, I think God will make it work, and I think I'll make it work, and we'll find a balance, and I think I can be both the financial advisor and the homeschooling mom, which is,
yes,
both of those are my dreams. And,
absolutely,
and so we're going to do it, and we're going to have faith, and I think that it'll strengthen the bond between my children and I. I think it'll, you know, I hope I can teach them a lot, you know, about, you know, not just education, but life. And so, yeah, so even though every decision is imperfect and has its risk, I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited. I'm scared. So time will tell.
Yeah, well, you know, and God will make good out of any situation as long as we put him first. And I know that you're doing that. You know, he will direct our paths no matter what. But Katie, I got to go to our endorsed sponsors. I want to talk more to you. Again, you're listening to The Raw Truth on faith, family, food, fitness, finance. We're talking about homeschooling today with Katie Weeple from Turning Tides Financial, Nia Bates, and your website and YouTube is what?
It's Cozy Homeschool.
Cozy Homeschool. And then we're going to be talking to my next door neighbor, who I see running around and raising her kids and working and everything else, Kelly Bacone. She's going to be joining me in just a second as well. And Katie, can you hang on? All of you hang on for a second while we go to our endorsed sponsors. All right. Listen, you guys. As Katie said, no decision, we accept all different decisions, not that it matters what we think, but this is all about what's best for you and really, you know, how God is leading you. It is not about making anyone feel guilty for homeschooling or not homeschooling or anything like that. One size does not fit all, just like diets, okay? one way of eating does not work for everyone. Bioindividuality matters. And, you know, really, just like every decision, we should pray about everything. And God gives us the answers. He gives us the answers. He will, you know, lead the way if we let him. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us. Hey, this is Robbie. You know, I love coloring my hair. And if you color your hair but hate all of those chemicals used to do it, I have some great news for you. Pure Organic Salon is who you need to call. Their products are free from aerosol, GMOs, gluten, ammonia, sodium chloride, and sulfate, even plastics, and the list goes on and on. Your hair will maintain its natural protein and moisture balance while achieving amazing color like mine without harsh chemicals for a healthier head of hair from the inside out. Other products include organic skincare products, nail care, and a toxic-free cosmetic line. For more information, call 716-796-7339. Hi, this is Robbie Raw. You know, God gave us all different DNA, and we can't change that DNA. We can change the way the DNA express themselves through our dietary habits and our lifestyle. And I'm telling you what, we test 92 gene SNPs at The Raw Truth so that you can have a blueprint for your body in terms of fitness and food to find out what your body is going to respond best to. Set up your appointment at RobbieRaw.com.
Are you in the Buffalo, New York area and need to get your bike fixed, tuned up, or repaired at your convenience, but don't have the time or a way to take your bike to a traditional bike shop? Spin and Grin is a convenient and time-saving solution. Spin and Grin is a mobile bike shop that comes directly to you. Have a flat tire or need a complete annual tune-up? Spin and Grin can handle it. Or do you need a brand new bike assembled from scratch? They can do that too. Plus, they'll give your brand new bike a tune-up while they're at it. Spin and Grin can build, fix, and maintain any brand, style, or age of bicycle, all while coming directly to you. Book your easy and convenient appointment now at spingrin.us. That's spingrin.us. Or call or text 716-406-7294.
Hi, it's Robbie Raw. I want to tell you about the Kingdom Business Bureau. The Kingdom Business Bureau is a directory of businesses that strive to honor the Lord in everything we do, consistent with biblical principles. If you are a large or small business in Canada or the U.S. and want to be part of the directory, email us at kingdombusinessbureau@gmail.com. If you're looking for a business that strives to honor the Lord, go to kingdombusinessbureau.com.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
And welcome back. It is The Raw Truth, and I'm Robbie Raw. We are talking about this new norm in education for our children. And of course, it's a you know, interesting topic. It's a hot topic. It's an emotional topic. It's a scary topic for a lot of people, but God, okay, but God. And so we've been talking with Nia Bates, who is in her second year of homeschooling, and also Katie Weeple from Turning Tides Financial, who works full-time, runs a business full-time, and is going to be homeschooling full-time as well. And next, I'm going to bring in my next-door neighbor, my beautiful next-door neighbor, Kelly Pacone. And good morning, Kelly.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for joining us. And I always look at you, well, prior to COVID, I saw you, you know, packing up the kids, taking them to school, going to work. And I used to say, that was me. That used to be me. And I'd say, I don't know how I did it. And I don't know how you're doing it right now. And now you're working from home a lot right now, right?
Full time. Yep. Working from home full time since March.
Yes. And you work for a company where you are supporting other women. I want to talk about that as well. And so, but first of all, I loved how you said it. You know, I asked you if you were homeschooling, and what was your response?
Well, I'm the slacker of the group because I'm not.
No, you're not.
I'm just kidding. No, I'm. My kids are going to school at home, but I'm not homeschooling. So clarification on that one.
Yeah.
As all of us were put in the situation last year when the school shut down, you know, I was working at home. I work for Independent Health, so I was very fortunate in the fact that I was able to work at home. And then the kids were home with me. I have a 9-year-old son and an 11-year-old daughter. And so, you know, that was kind of, you know, I felt like I was thrown into a little bit of a whirlwind with, as the rest of the world was.
Yes.
With basically your whole world turning upside down overnight, literally.
Yes.
And I got much more familiar with exactly what my kids are doing in school. Not that I wasn't before, but, you know, I was actually, you know, grading my son's math assignments. And, you know, they do math very differently now than they did when I took math. So I felt like I had to relearn math a little bit. But, yeah, so this year my kids are going to be doing a hybrid model. So they are going to be home with me for 3 days. And then going into school for 2 days. So, you know, I'd be lying if I said I was a little nervous about this because there's just so much unknown. You know, I think it's going to be a funny experience when they actually go into school because it's going to look very different and not be what they're used to. And then, you know, being at home, working and managing their work during the day will be challenging as well. But, you know, something that I've learned, I'm sure we all have actually, but personally for me through this experience at work, you know, the changes that we've gone through professionally and then the changes in our home life, I think that, you know, this is a great learning opportunity if we choose to look at it that way. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we can all, I know I've talked to a lot of parents that are frustrated, they're anxious, they just want this to end. They want things to go back to normal, and I'm with them too. But at the other side, I do think that this is an amazing opportunity to take a step back and reset, and kind of think about, you know, what should we be doing differently in our lives? You know, I know that my learning out of this for myself and my kids is I don't want to go back to the craziness that we were before with a bazillion activities. Like you said, seeing me run all over the place, like I don't want to go back to that.
Yeah.
And so I keep saying I'm buckling in for the roller coaster ride this fall, but I'm trying to look at it from the perspective of renew, like the opportunity to renew. And
yes,
when this is all over, how have we grown and gotten better from it?
Absolutely.
So that's my story.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. And it's been a reset, renew for me as well. And like I said, I've given up my main classes, which were at night at the gym. I'm still keeping my morning classes. But for me, it's an opportunity to reset in so many ways. I mean, I made some business decisions as well that I changed this year because I thought it's an opportunity to reset. I don't need to be running to four different offices right now.
Right.
So, and I don't want to. I don't want to go back to it. And every once in a while, I feel like, oh my gosh, I am on that treadmill again. I pack too much in the day. I don't know if you ladies feel that way, but it's like, okay, Robbie, step back. This is not where I want to be going again. And I need to, I literally need to, you know, pray and have a little talk with myself to not get into that crazy merry-go-round of running from here to there to here to there. But Kelly, you know, when I think about, and Katie, really, you guys working, and probably Nia too, you know, I mean, you guys are on Zoom, you're on conference calls, you're doing this, you're doing that. And I mean, I got Luigi in the background barking when I'm trying to do AM Buffalo in my living room, and I'm on Zoom calls with my patients, and I got Luigi, and I know that you guys have, you know, your kids, they're going to have questions. Why you're working, why you're on a call, they're going to interrupt you. It'll be interesting. I actually thought why you were speaking, Kelly, I need to have the three of you back in about a month, and we need to see how it's going and what, you know, what change.
My whole head will be gray by then.
You can count my gray hairs.
Well, you know, true. I mean, we need to, because you might need to change a few things, right, ladies, after a month of this?
Mm-hmm. After a day.
Well, I know, what I think has been extraordinary about this experience, honestly, is, you know, our company, I work at Independent Health, and we basically overnight, everybody went home, and we've been on Teams meetings, or their equivalent to the Zoom calls, and everybody's at home. And what I think has been amazing is what you just said, is that, you know, people's kids are coming in and out. You know, the pets are jumping up on the desk. You know, the everyday life is seeped into, you know, our professional image. And I feel like people's guard has come down. They've become more authentic. When I get on a Zoom call now, my hair is in a ponytail, I'm in my workout clothes, and I have no makeup on.
Yep.
And everybody else is too. And I feel like we're more real with each other, and we are more empathetic with each other. And it's actually been a really beautiful thing, in my opinion.
I agree. I love that 100%. I think during the past 6 months, I've thrown lipstick on, put my mask over it, gone to Wegmans, sometimes in my sweats, which I would never do anytime. And that it has made us, I think, even inside and outside of work, just more relaxed. And I love that. Kelly, I do want to mention you're part of a women's support group also at work, right?
I started a group about 6 years ago. It's called a Lean In Circle, and it's based on the book Lean In by Sheryl Sandberg. But really, it has turned into be a group of really motivated and empowered women who have the same struggles that I do. And, you know, we give each other encouragement. We learn together. We share, you know, resources. We share our struggles. We help each other. And it's been a great source of strength for me through the years. Just, I think being a working mom and balancing a lot of things, you know, in terms of not just your day job, but your night job, guilt, constantly questioning, are you doing the right thing? You know, recognizing that you're not alone in that there's other people out there who struggle with the same things, and that brings such comfort and, you know, connection, which that's really what the circle's been about. And it's just makes everyone feel great. And it's been a great form of support.
I love it. I love it. Listen, we're going to go to our Endure sponsors. And when we come back, we only have a few more minutes, but can you guys hold on for a sec?
Sure can.
All right. All right, you guys, listen, I want you to hear about our advertisers, and don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
Put a healthy meal on the table without a trip to the grocery store at Balanced Body Foods. If you're too busy to cook or don't know where to start, simplify your life with Balanced Body. Balanced Body Foods is a fresh food meal prep service with a constantly changing menu for the ultimate in delicious, flavorful, nutritionally balanced meals. Order your next meal, whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, at balancedbodyfoods.com or stop into their Hurdle Avenue or Transit Road in Williamsville locations. You can even save 10% with promo code WNY10. That's right, save 10% off your order. All you have to do is use promo code WNY10 when you visit balancedbodyfoods.com. Start today. Fuel your body with flavorful food that complements your lifestyle and goals. Discover your balance today at Balanced Body Foods. In the choice between taste and nutrition, choose both at Balanced Body Foods.
Hi, this is Robbie. Has an accident left you in pain? Were you injured on the job? Do you suffer from chronic pain or a spinal condition? Notaro Chiropractic Offices offer chiropractic and massage services at their three convenient locations, Wheatfield, Grand Island, and East Amherst. Licensed acupuncturist Amy Fu is located in Wheatfield. Licensed acupuncturist Robbie Butler is located in Grand Island, as well as licensed acupuncturist Adam Waldhorn. Accepting most insurances, call 688-8815 to start feeling your best with the help of Notaro Chiropractic Offices. No two snowflakes are alike. No two fingerprints are the same. That's the way it should be when it comes to your financial portfolio. Turning Tides Financial has a personalized wealth management approach. Each client has different needs that require unique, customized attention. At Turning Tides Financial, services offered include retirement planning, divorced financial strategies, and personalized financial management. Set up your appointment today at the Orchard Park or Amherst office by calling 716-800-4290 or log into turningtidesfinancial.com. Turning Tides Financial. Live your life, plan your future. Securities offered through LPL Financial Member FINRA SIPC. As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
Learn more about Robbie as well as blog posts, videos, and resources from today's program by visiting robbieraw.com.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us today. There's been so much for us to talk about. We only have a few minutes left, and I'm definitely having Nia and Katie and Kelly on again, where we'll open the phone lines so that we can take your calls and you guys, you know, can call in with your questions or comments, because I think that there's a sense of comfort with, you know, obviously there's a sense of comfort with women who are going through the same thing that you're going through or similar things. And so, Katie, during the break, you had a comment I wanted you to say on the air.
So, yeah, and one of the biggest things I had to overcome, and I'm still overcoming, and I think it's something that's been a progress over many years, is the persona. So, you know, I'm a go-get-em, work hard, you know, type person. I always have been, and it took me, it was a transition when I worked in the banking field to being self-employed to getting that self-validation of I'm doing a good job, but this is a whole nother transition. But we hold these personas that, you know, when you have a career, that's your life, or when you own a business, like how could you homeschool? How could you take that time? Will you be good at both jobs? So it's a work in progress. It's interesting, but I hope, you know, with all the changes in the world and how people are looking at, you know, each other differently, and we're looking at life differently, and we don't want to go back to that crazy busy cycle. You know, my family, we call it the crazy cycle, and it's easy to get sucked back into that. But also, like, the personas and how we're looked at and how we're judged, I think, is really important. But also how we make ourselves feel and giving ourselves the space and the credit for the things that we are achieving, and just taking that comfort and that validation from the Lord, that we don't necessarily get that immediate attaboy.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes. And we, you know, we need to not judge one another. I mean, I know we all know that, but it's, I think it's important that, that we realize, as I said before, that, you know, one size does not fit all. I mean, I always used to say, I feel so guilty because I'm going to work because my kids are going to, you know, they're going to feel like life is all about, you know, the almighty dollar or whatever. And then my girlfriend who's didn't work, she said, well, my daughter's going to think that you could just stay home all the time and that you don't have to, you know, work. So we always feel so like inadequate, and we need to stop doing that. You know, we're where we're supposed to be. And, you know, we just need to pray about everything, and that, you know, God will lead the way. But Nia, you had a comment too, and then we just have a few minutes left.
Yeah, so that it was a big transition, and I mentioned, you know, I'm an Enneagram 3, so I'm that achiever, I'm that check the box girl. And so when I'm working full time, right, it's easy to see those tangible rewards. You know, you work hard, you do this, and you see the reward. But when you're home, especially homeschooling, you're like, oh my goodness, days are going by, and you feel like, what do I have to show for it? And you could feel like Groundhog's Day a lot, but I'm trying to keep that eternal perspective. And I had a couple, three humbling things. One was the quote, presence over perfection. So I say I'm a recovering perfectionist, but your kids aren't looking for a perfect parent. They're looking for a present parent. And that's what I'm trying to get better at. And I want them to know that I mess up, that I make mistakes, that I don't know it all. None of us do.
No.
And so that's why I need Jesus. And that's why I need him to help me, equip me, and that we can always be learning and growing. The other thing was Teaching from Rest. One of the best books someone recommended for me when I was starting was a book called Teaching from Rest. You can find it on Amazon. And it's not, you know, teaching from rest, like put on your sweatpants, lay on the couch, that type of rest. It's that when we come to the Lord, he says that he will give us rest. And not having those, the anxiety that you have to, you know, are we doing enough? Are they going to learn enough? Are they going to, you know, how much counseling are they going to need when they grow up? Because I mess them up. But, you know, what place are we coming from? And to go deeper in our learning, not just wider, not just adding more things to the plate,
right,
but let's go deeper in what we're learning and connect with them on the, to, in their heart. The last thing was the other day I posted about this, that, you know, again, I'm the check the box, I'm the list girl. I was starting to feel like the kids were messing up my plan for the day. I have this plan. It was a beautiful plan. If y'all can just listen to what I'm saying and do it, we'll all be happy.
I love it.
But my daughter was super needy, and she, you know, she doesn't really ask for me to hold her. And she's like, Mommy, can you just hold me? Can you hold me? And I'm like, oh, everything in me is like, no, I don't have time for this. Okay, we got to start this. And the Lord humbled me, and he reminded me that they are the plan.
Yeah,
they're not messing up the plan. They are the plan. And so I've had so many humbling experiences through this, and I feel like my faith has grown exponentially. And I don't have it. I'm not a superstar. There's nothing that, you know, extravagant. Is that I need the Lord, and I hope that if anything that my kids can learn, it's that they can go to him.
Well, amen. The most important thing about us are what we think about God. And if they can get that from us, you know, amen to everything
we're,
you guys.
We're bringing prayer back into schools. That's what I say.
Yes, absolutely. So thank you, ladies. We are so out of time. Kelly Pacone, Katie Weeple from Turning Tides Financial, and of course, Nia Bates from Cozy
Homeschool.
I love it.
Thank you.
And Independent Health, you guys go. I love the support that you're giving your you know, your employees. I love it. So listen, you guys, thank you so much for you know, joining us today. It is our highest calling to be moms, and I appreciate, I will definitely have you guys back. All right, so for our listeners, listen, a couple things I want to say. Once again, don't forget about all of my shows are on RobbieRaw.com. If you miss a show, you can see it there. The podcast, Real Raw Truth, you can find on Google Play, on Spotify, on iTunes, all of that, different than this show. And also, don't forget to go to RobbieRaw.com, find out about my free seminars coming up. I want to tell you about David Schaub. He is a serial entrepreneur, owner and host of Western New York Entrepreneur Podcast. He's a keynote speaker and author, a franchise owner, and a publisher. He's got so much going on, and he's got some exciting things coming up that you need to be a part of. And so just Google him, David Schaub, S-C-H-A-U-B. AUB. You're going to be hearing a lot more about him on this show. So we got to go. We'll see you right back here next week. God bless.
The preceding program is sponsored by The Raw Truth.